वेलकम फ्रेंड्स उल्टे मंत्र, आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर वुल्फ गैंग आइजर। ठीक है, वुल्फ गैंग आइजर, हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1926 टू 2007। ठीक है, नाउ ही वॉज अ जर्मन लिटरी क्रिटिक एंड ही इज बेस्ट नोन फॉर एस्टैब्लिशिंग रिसेप्शन थियरी अलॉन्ग विद हिज फ्रेंड एंड कलीग हैंस रॉबर्ट जॉस। ठीक है, एंड ही इज ऑल्सो द फाउंडर ऑफ द कॉन्स्टांस स्कूल ऑफ रिसेप्शन एस्थेटिक्स। ठीक है, कॉन्स्टांस School of Reception Aesthetics. See, Konstanz is a place in Germany, and on that name of the town, this name, Konstanz School, and it is also a university there. ठीक है, University of Konstanz is also there. ठीक है, and his ideas and theories have significantly influenced Anglo-American reader response criticism. ठीक है, and in this audio, we'll just focus on his ideas pertaining to reader response theory or reader response criticism. ठीक है, now keep in mind that Wolfgang Iser focused on the interaction between the text and the reader's imagination. ठीक है, text and the reader's imagination. He argued that texts have gaps, ठीक है, within quotes, gaps or blanks that readers must fill in during the reading process. And this act of filling gaps is where meaning is created. ठीक है, and he is the one who also introduced the concept of implied reader. ठीक है, implied reader. So in the exam, if they ask you who coined the term implied reader, it is Wolfgang Iser. ठीक है, and broadly speaking, what is implied reader? It is a hypothetical reader. ठीक है, whom the text seems to address and who embodies the ideal interpretive strategies for understanding the text. ठीक है, now let me remind you once more that in reader response theory, reader is of utmost importance. ठीक है, so with respect to his contribution to reader response criticism or theory, three things you should keep in mind: the concept of implied reader, उसके बाद gaps and indeterminacies in texts. Implied reader I explained, ठीक है, it is a hypothetical reader or a figure, so it is a reader that is constructed by the text and who is invited to respond in a particular way. ठीक है, so keep in mind that implied reader is different from the real reader. ठीक है, so implied reader in a way bridges the gap between the text on one hand and on the real reader on the other hand. So in between there is implied reader. ठीक है, उसके बाद gaps and indeterminacies. As I said, gaps क्या हैं? It's just any place where the text is ambiguous in terms of meaning, where the meaning of the text or a phrase or a line or a paragraph is ambiguous or not so clear. So in those scenarios, the real reader is at liberty to construct or make their own meaning or frame their own meaning. ठीक है, and similar is the idea of indeterminacy. Suppose after reading something you cannot determine what exactly the meaning is, then the reader, the real reader, has the liberty to frame certain meanings, whatever meanings that reader can infer from the text. ठीक है, so gaps and indeterminacies just highlight the role of the reader in creating meaning. ठीक है, and these gaps require readers to actively fill them with their own interpretations. So interpretations based on their unique experiences, imagination, and thereby making the entire reading process a very dynamic process, something that is not monolithic or static but evolves with every new reader. ठीक है, now afterwards you should also be aware of the important literary works by Wolfgang Iser, literary works or critical works. ठीक है, one is called The Implied Reader: Patterns of Communication in Prose Fiction from Bunyan to Beckett. ठीक है, ये फुल टाइटल है, The Implied Reader: Patterns of Communication in Prose Fiction from Bunyan to Beckett. ठीक है, this came out in 1974, and in general in this book Wolfgang Iser analyzes a range of literary works beginning with John Bunyan's work till the works of Samuel Beckett. ठीक है, and he demonstrates how these different works guide and constrain the reader's responses. ठीक है, and it is in this work that he introduced the concept of the implied reader. ठीक है, title में भी है. ठीक है, and in this book Wolfgang Iser also explores how texts anticipate and shape the reader's experience. ठीक है, now after this book there is another book by Wolfgang Iser, it's called The Act of Reading: A Theory of Aesthetic Response. ठीक है, The Act of Reading: A Theory of Aesthetic Response. Now keep in mind that this book just builds on the earlier book to develop a comprehensive theory of how readers engage with texts. ठीक है, and two things this book focuses on. One thing, or the first thing, is that reading itself is a bit creative process. ठीक है, अ काइंड ऑफ क्रिएटिव प्रोसेस एंड देन द एस्थेटिक रिस्पॉन्स. ठीक है, सो व्हाट इज द रीडर्स एक्सपीरियंस एंड द इफेक्ट ऑफ द टेक्स्ट ऑन द रीडर. सो दीज आर द एस्पेक्ट्स दैट वुल्फगैंग आइजर डिस्कसेस इन दिस बुक. ठीक है, द एक्ट ऑफ रीडिंग, अ थियोरी ऑफ एस्थेटिक रिस्पॉन्स. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर थ्री थिंग्स दैट वुल्फगैंग आइजर इज फेमस फॉर. फर्स्ट द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ द इम्प्लाइड रीडर. ठीक है, उसके बाद गैप फिलिंग और गैप्स एंड देन इनडिटर्मिनेसीज. एंड सी, गैप फिलिंग हैपन्स व्हेन रीडर्स यूज देयर ओन इमेजिनेशन एंड प्रायर नॉलेज टू फिल द गैप्स. ठीक है, एंड इनडिटर्मिनेसी क्या होता है, एज आई सेड दैट व्हेन एनी टेक्स्ट अ पैराग्राफ और अ लाइन इज एम्बिग्यूअस इन नेचर, नॉट क्लियर इन नेचर, दैट विल इन्वाइट मल्टीपल इंटरप्रिटेशंस फ्रॉम डिफरेंट रीडर्स. ठीक है,